Online casino bill in Arkansas removed by sponsor. An effort to legalize online casinos in Arkansas has been halted after its sponsor withdrew the bill from consideration during the current session. House Bill 1861, which sought to authorize internet-based casino gaming statewide, was removed from the House Judiciary Committee's agenda by its sponsor, Representative Matt Duffield, and has been referred for interim study. The bill, if it had progressed, would have enabled Arkansas's existing casinos to offer online versions of slot machines and other digital casino games. However, the referral means the bill will not advance further during this session, though it may be discussed between legislative cycles. Oversight and regulation of the proposed online gambling operations would have been handled by the Arkansas Racing Commission, the same body currently responsible for regulating the state's land-based casinos and sportsbooks. In addition to legalizing online casinos, the legislation sought to address the growing presence of sweepstakes casinos, limiting their operation exclusively to licensed gambling providers. Following a committee debate that highlighted varying opinions on the proposal, Representative Duffield requested that the bill be withdrawn and instead studied further in the interim. The Arkansas House Judiciary Committee complied with the request, effectively pausing formal legislative movement on the issue until after the conclusion of the current session. The legislative session is scheduled to end on April 11. A companion measure, Senate Bill 524, introduced in the Arkansas Senate, met a similar fate. Sponsored by Senator Dave Wallace, the bill was introduced and withdrawn within a day, further reflecting the lack of legislative momentum behind the online casino proposal. Currently, Arkansas law permits retail casino and sports betting at three authorized locations: Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort in Hot Springs, Southland Casino Hotel in West Memphis, and Saracen Casino Resort in Pine Bluff. These properties are also permitted to offer online sports betting through licensed sportsbook operators, which is presently the only form of legal internet-based gambling in the state. Political differences prevent bill's advancement. Despite the withdrawal of HB 1861, the idea of online casinos in Arkansas remains on the legislative radar. The decision to refer the bill to interim study rather than dismiss it outright suggests that lawmakers intend to continue evaluating the potential economic and regulatory impacts of digital gambling. This process allows for a more detailed review of the bill's provisions and the broader implications of expanding gambling access through online platforms. However, political opposition remains a significant obstacle. Shortly after the introduction of the bill in late March, Senate President pro tempore Bart Hester indicated that the proposal was unlikely to gain sufficient support. Additionally, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Attorney General Tim Griffin both expressed opposition to the bill. Their resistance added further weight against its passage. As governor, Sanders plays a major role in shaping legislative priorities and retains veto power, while Attorney General Griffin is responsible for interpreting and enforcing gaming regulations in the state. Both officials are eligible for re-election in 2027, but only the governor has indicated any potential openness to reconsidering online casino legislation in the future. For now, the dominant political stance remains largely resistant to expanding gambling beyond current legal boundaries. Although stakeholders in Arkansas have shown increasing interest in digital gaming, legislative and executive support has not aligned to allow such expansion to move forward in 2025. As other states consider or begin to implement online casino regulation, Arkansas's approach remains cautious. The withdrawal of HB 1861 demonstrates the challenge of navigating political opposition and regulatory uncertainty, even as interest in online gambling continues to grow nationwide. Any renewed effort to legalize online casinos in Arkansas will now depend on the outcome of the interim study and whether future legislative sessions see a shift in political or public sentiment on the issue.